talk to a friend, cause I know the most I could do. And we would never be alone again, cause it doesn't have another day. Can I count on you being a friend? Can I give it up or put away? Never thought about what I wanna say, but I never really know where to go. So I gave myself to a friend, cause I know the most I could do.
Welcome back to WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush back for another season. It's 2023. Let's get it. Can't wait to listen along with you.
Let's get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5. No, this not a Challenger. Big one. I keep some members with me in the fridge. Get cold seats. They some cannibals. Eaters. They like to geek. Drink a whole bottle. Wake up and repeat. Damn. She took a look. Mixed it with the chill out. Now she say she said 3D. Wow. I go in the jungle and ain't got a coat. I bet I come out with a meme. I bet I do this shit for the fam. Cause this shit bigger than me. Big. Color stones in my infinity lane. And in the factory masterpiece. Factory. I call on twin. Could that be my brother? We got the same roller. He matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me like the sun. Wait. Sun carrots, sun pointers. Woo. All these comers, I want fun. Fun. Me go gunners out the jungle. Me buy it all, fuck a frontal. Fuck, nigga. Cake on me, no funnel. Woo. Cash. Drop top, feeling like stunner. Drop top. KD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet. Woo. Smoke my pilot. Woo. Take the revive to the trappies.
Trappie.
Nigga want shit.
Shit.
I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick. Nigga made one wrong move, jet poppy.
Poppy.
Living on broke with the hoe flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Flooded.
It's crowded. Diamonds be dancing like Bobby.
They dance.
Don't touch a dick like it be cocky.
Don't touch it.
Shroom and GC the party.
We geeky.
Bitches gon' trend on the top.
Keep trending.
The way I pull up, I'ma pop it and none of these niggas gon' stop me.
Pull up.
Gone. Put that shit on, get a cup for the drip. I'm a motherfucking fossil.
Keep low.
Keep stacking your bank, I'll get bigger.
Go.
Never will I throw some shade on no nigga.
On tape.
Little nigga, don't play with these niggas.
No.
I see the big picture. We up on these niggas.
Oh.
The huncho, the one you gon' call on me, nigga.
Yo.
I got your back, you gon' follow me, nigga.
Ball.
When I get up, we gon' ball on these niggas.
Ball.
Fucking shit up, cause we beat out the system.
Fuck the system.
Water on me, like the sun.
Wait.
Sun, carrots, sun, pointers.
Woo.
All these comers, I want fun.
Fun.
Me go gunners out the jungle.
Me
buy it all, fuck a frontal.
Fuck,
nigga. Cake on me, no funnel.
Woo. Cash.
Drop top, feeling like stunner.
Drop top.
KD play, no runner.
We gon'
chrome my wallet. Smoke my pilot. Take the revive to the trappies.
Go.
Nigga want shit. I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick. Nigga made one wrong move, jet poppy.
Poppy.
Living on broke with the hoe flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Flooded.
WMFO Medford.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush Season 2. My name is Abe Jollis. I'm your host, joined by my two co-hosts, Javaris Jamar, Javaris and Lamar.
Howdy.
And DeJasper Probenclux the third.
What's up?
Jared Finian, it's been a long summer.
It has.
Boy, am I glad to be back in this studio with you guys. How are we doing, fellas?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful evening. What is it? Is it Sunday now, technically?
It is Sunday now.
6 minutes in.
I don't even remember what day we did last year.
It was a Friday morning. I can't believe that you forgot. That's all I could think about.
We are back, officially. We're so back.
We are so back.
Better than ever.
It's 2023, Tufts University, Medford, WMFO, and, you know, things just couldn't be better.
Well, we got a great show in store for you guys. That was an excellent way to kick it off with some Hotel Lobby by Quavo and Takeoff, Unconfew. Jared, what's on the menu? What do we have next?
Up next, we've got one of my favorites. We got Put Me Through, Anderson .Paak.
Run this game. Both
little while longer, a bit more time. Why would you run these thoughts across my mind? Please believe me, as cool as I remain, there's a point in which I'll lose my self-restraint. Say love, most niggas wouldn't let you know.
Ooh.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
And we're back on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Instant Crush. That was a little PSA about having some fun in the forest. I hope you guys took that to heart. But as we said earlier, we are so back and ready to have a good time.
To get things started off, Jared, Finian, typically when we talk about sports, we do not discriminate. We talk about any team, anywhere in the world, usually American sports. But for now, we're going to be doing some local. The Red Sox, Jarrett's diehard favorite team, just fired Chaim Bloom. Thoughts, Jarrett? Did he need to go?
Did you think his name was Chaim until like last year?
No, I thought his name was Chaim.
Yeah, even worse. I think it was understandable. As a fan, you know, the results aren't there. It's Boston. You have to win, and they were not winning. I think, you know, admirable effort in rebuilding the farm system, top five via multiple publications. But at the end of the day, he will always be the man who traded Mookie Betts. He will never live that down. I was literally thinking about the other day, like, it keeps me up at night. I'm not even joking. Like, what a colossal mistake. And what a avoidable mistake. The contract he got wasn't unreasonable. He's going to win another MVP at some point. And that's forever what Chaim Bloom will be known for. Good job rebuilding the farm system, but guy could not handle the trade deadline. Maybe one of the worst GMs I've ever seen at handling the trade deadline. 2 years in a row. He, around the league, apparently, Like, he was like Danny Ainge. He couldn't do a trade unless he knew he was going to win it 100%. So no one wanted to deal with him. And
in baseball, you can't really.
Apparently, he was like fretting endlessly, like that the two contracts he gave out, the Trevor Story contract and the Yoshida contract, were terrible. He keeps like double thinking and overthinking. If that's the way it was going on, I think it was right to move on.
Well, hey, what do you think, Shohei? Shohei coming to Boston?
No, it's Yamamoto. It's Yamamoto season.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yeah, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Just threw a no-hitter with Brian
Cashman. 29 teams were in the stands to watch him throw a no-hitter. Wow. He's such
a
Red Sox.
Do you think the only one was Athletics?
Probably.
I'm sure. Speaking of Shohei Ohtani, just reported last night, in the depths of the night, only myself and Mr. Finian Sicoccio were awake.
That's not true. I have receipts.
Wait, right. You were up too?
Look, I sent it. Sorry.
We're not doing this. This is an audio show.
At 1:14 a.m., I'm pulling up the receipt. I sent the screenshot of Shohei Ohtani has cleared out his locker room.
All right, fine. The Instant Crush guys, we were all awake. Only us. Shohei Ohtani, oblique injury, as well as the torn UCL he has in his throwing arm, cleared out his locker.
Apparently, it's normal.
Yeah,
People made a big deal out of it. The only thing that wasn't normal is that they did it before the press conference announcement. But if you get a season-ending injury, it's like very much in the league norms to clear out your locker.
Yeah, well, it's also he's going to free agency. Does this mean
that he's coming to Boston?
100% not coming back, the Angels.
I mean, I'd be shocked. It's possible, but I think they're tearing it down.
Is his UCL being torn not going to affect his value? Like,
it is. It is the most. Him tearing his UCL is a sport-changing event. Like, yeah. Genuinely, it is one of the most significant. Let alone injuries, I think like things that have happened in baseball in the last 25 years.
This is now the second time, Finian, that he has torn his UCL in his throwing arm. So people are saying, you know, he might not be able to be a starter anymore. He might not have the longevity for it, especially at a high level who could take on, you know, 180-plus innings in a year. Like, you would want a guy you throw, you know, three-quarters of a billion dollars at. And
I mean, he was going to get $500 million easy. The question was it $500 or $600? Now, is it $400? I don't know.
I think it'll still be $500. There's still going to be, I mean, dude, really, you think the Dodgers didn't just shed all their payroll the last 2 years?
Can you, in good conscience, give someone $500 million if you aren't sure they're ever going to pitch again?
Absolutely, if his name is Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, they're the best hitter in the league.
If they're the, I mean,
do we agree he is the face of baseball?
Absolutely.
Because someone was telling me that Aaron Judge was the face of baseball, and I think clearly Shohei Ohtani.
3 years ago, but yeah, it's
whoever this Yankees homer who told you this was is absolutely wrong. The face of baseball is and has always been Finian's favorite player, Jason Worth.
Oh, yeah. I love Jason Worth.
Absolutely adore the guy. Our hometown Nats.
Great facial hair, great hair.
Great everything.
Wax.
I didn't know a lot about baseball growing up, but I knew that he played with swag somehow. Like, he just had a lot of swag out there.
It was just
cool. It was that, like, make 15 errors a year in left field type of swag.
He was also my dad's favorite player, so.
He wasn't even on the championship team.
Yeah, not even close.
I'm told he had a beautiful swing.
He didn't, though. He had one of the most. Like,
it was janky.
It was one
was
of the most
graceful.
Mechanically incorrect swings I've ever seen, but it worked.
Mechanically incorrect.
If you're able to have a mechanically
it was
incorrect
hard not to notice it.
In the major leagues, I feel
think
like
it's
that's
cool.
Very
I think
impressive.
It was cool. I saw a video, comes up on my TikTok feed and Instagram reels every once in a while, him in a men's league, just sending a ball in orbit.
No, yeah, that one's a classic. Absolutely. That one's
it
a classic because he was retired.
Yeah. Beer gut and everything, and just sent a ball, hit the ISS.
Yeah, since he looks like your dad out there, like, you know, just your average dad, and he just.
Does it say my dad? Like,
well, no, he doesn't. He's the opposite of your dad.
When Terry Francona was like a baseball player, like at the end of his career, he was always injury prone, and he like got sent down to like, I don't know if it was AAA or AA or Single A. He was in some minor league game, and he like got up there and like fouled a ball off his knee and like blew out his knee, and then hit a grand slam on the next pitch and like walked around the bases and then retired.
I love it. Little tidbits from Jared. On that note, we'll save you guys from more baseball talk.
Jared. And you will have the pleasure of listening to two and a half minute long intro to this next song, an absolute classic. We've got How Great.
Man, this intro is taking forever.
I concur.
Oh, God.
While we're here, shameless plug, follow us on Instagram at jared.cohen, at Abe Jollis, and at FinDogDC.
It's Finn with one N.
FinDogDC.
Mm-hmm. You think they want y'all to sing with them How Great Is Their God?
If they do, it's not happening.
I'm going to start doing it, but you better mute my mic.
God is better than the world's best thing. God is better than the best thing that the world has to offer.
Magnify, magnify, lift it on high. Spit a Spotify to qualify a spot on his side. I cannot modify, ratify. My mama made me apple pies, lullabies, and alibis. The book don't end with Malachi. Devil will win employee of the month by the dozen. To one scoring 3 years from the third when he doesn't. My village raised him a child, come through the crib and it's bussing. You meet anyone from my city, they gon' say that we cousins. Shabak, Barak, edify. Electrify the enemy like Hedwig till he petrified. Any petty Peter Pettigrew could get the pesticide. 79th. I don't believe in science, I believe in signs. Don't believe in signing, I seen dollar signs. Color white, collar crime. Good God, the gift of freedom. Hosanna Santa invoked and woke up slaves from Southampton to Chatham Manor. My dream girls behind me feel like I'm James Early. The type of worship make Jesus come back a day early. With the faith of a pumpkin seed, size mustard seed here. For I will speak noble things as entrusted me. Only righteous, I might just shrug it. The skullduggery, I couldn't stand to see another rapper lose custody. Exalt, exalt, glorify. Descend upon the earth with swords and fortify the borders where your shortest lies. I used to hide from God, duck down in the slums like shh.
I was lost in the jungle like Simba after the death of Mufasa. No hog, no meerkat, Hakuna Matata by day, but I spent my nighttime fighting tears back. I prayed and prayed and left messages, but never got no hair back. Or so it seemed, a mustard seed was all I needed to sow a dream. I build the ark to gently, gently roll my boat down Noah's stream. Sometimes the path I took to reach my petty goals was so extreme. I was so far down in the mud, couldn't even let my light shine. But you was always there when I needed the phone, a friend or use a lifeline. From a lofty height, we wage war on the poltergeist with the exalted Christ. Spark the dark with a pulse of light, strike a corpse with a pulse of life. I spit on the titleless tidal waves, I spit on the apple and kill a worm. A fire in Cali, a swallow a valley for every African village burn. J-Elect would've never made it, oh son of man, who was the angel in Revelations with a foot on water and a foot on land? Who was the angel that rode a Harley from the project to the House of Parliament and opened the book in the devil's chamber and put the true name of the Lord on it? Old Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, comes like this beast with a ball of fire. They poisoned the scriptures and gave us the pictures of false messiahs. It was all a lie. Mystery Babylon tumbling down, Satan's establishment crumbling down. This is the year that I come for the crown. Bury my enemies under the ground.
Sweep up cases. Go on and I walk with a new suit armor. New suit dimpo, take it at sauna. Humidity from a sleep in a armor. Cupid creeping and sleep with a armor. Three times gave me teen. Still same phone, AT&T. Still getting the news very vividly. Beefing that fuck a beef. Smoking on some bitches type of reef. Honey, don't be no G. Yeah. Even when they eat, they cheat. Yeah. Every time we meet, naive. Stacks put it on my seat, 10,000 on my eyes.
Yeah. It's mad how I got so deep. It's mad how I got so high. It's mad how you get me
Whenever the smoke clear out of my face and my picture perfect, or do I look fried? All of that green and yellow that drip from your eyes is telling, tell your demise. I'm went to my side to push back the ceiling and push back the feelings I had to the side. I replay them nights and wipe on my side. All I see is the sea of people that rile me. If they just knew what Scotty would do to jump out the stage and say I'm a child. The things are created became the most weighted. I gotta find balance and keep me a smile. Yeah, yeah. That shit wild, the state I'm a hero. I took it from zero. The flame you saying I read it for miles. The shit wasn't luck, they got me fucked up. I put you on bus and take you around. Put a couple of guards inside of the school. I gave them the tools to get it off ground. They say they're the ones when they make their ears. Can't look in the mirror, that shit wild. I stand on the stage, I give them the rage. I'm turning it down, containing keep out. We doing the streets, we do it for keys. We do it for rights, I'm 52 weeks. This shit ain't for pleasure, I'm coming to tweak. This shit is for heaven, infinity. No, but ayo, we write it and wrap it around. It take me a beat and I turn to a beast. By the crib on the hill, made it harder to reach. Bought a couple more wheels cause I need it most. Bought a couple more watches, I needed more time. Didn't buy the condo, it was smarter to lease. And I bought some more ice, cause I bought it and he made a cast on my dish. So she never go cheat if I gave you a day in my life or a day in my eyes. Don't blink.
Yeah, I am the king of the E, and get it bitch screwed like the DJ. Yeah, I am the sit where we play, we got them chop where we play.
Okay.
Yeah, come through the city, we gon' chop your ass up just like some sushi. Yeah. AK-47 stick, go stupid. Yeah. Draw the money out on the wall.
Okay, Lil Dirty, nappy headed East Atlanta nigga, father said it, I was a force. 44, Hank, Aaron, Chrome, wanna make it home, then get out the porch. Let a nigga cover faded four, I had to fade a nigga at the faded four. It's tomato or tomato, either way, the boy the greatest player, I won't say it no more. I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown. Board of Education versus Brown, I was Board of Education, left the town. Fuck a resume and fuck a cap and gown. Fuck a background, check background, when I get the check, nigga, that's now. I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. Oh shit, I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. Picked up the pad, pick up the slack, pick up the litter, don't litter no bag. My seat been picking up racks, raps coming clear, the act of you two, and I'm back in the booth. Got them hacking the shackers, they lacking the juice. Niggas dropping the ball, they on shacking the fool. Activist drew down the side of your face, we ain't jacking it. We ain't dapping them fools, get a nap, and you do just embarrassing. Who going crazy like us, no comparison. Driven like Marion Jones on the steroids. Y'all niggas slow as a heroin high. Y'all had a year, y'all had a year, y'all had a year, but you let it go by.
I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. Oh shit, I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Dreamville, head honcho, bitch, we came from nothing just like the Big Bang Theory. The poverty stain kept the pain buried and covered the shame with a dream. We would have fortune and fame, a million in the bank, chameleon paint turned cranberry. Now little Jermaine got the same stories, that boy had the same bitch, the same marriage. Go, all hell, King Cole, first of his name, long may reign. brain. The boy got a throne, but you know it ain't a game. Real nigga, I was born in the same. Pressure cooker that's been known to bust a lump of cola, make a diamond. 2-6 being rolled to Reaganomics. Crew sick, need to go to state of rhyming. On God.
You could die today, so be held to pay. I'm a leaving, breathing, scheming testimony. So don't test me, homie. Put that knee on hornet. Put a foot up that ass, you a stepping stone. All my niggas ain't getting no sleep. All of my niggas be chasing their dreams. Ooh, I'm a force of nature. I can't wait the day. I was having problems till I had to break through all my tattoos for sure. They ain't never for sure. Might get tattooed on to tell your hoe, get the dope. In my time making love to your thoughts. Gon' get in line, baby. Slut up your mind. It's a brand new season. I'm a righteous heathen. I take on the challenge and I leave it bleeding. I was down bad, now I'm even Steven. And I'm leaving every fucking weekend.
I was just fucked up, I was just down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown. Oh shit, I was just fucked up, I was just down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Alright.
My bad.
Excuse that.
Whoops.
A little Southern Nights, because you get a sneak peek of the next song. Jared, Finian, I don't know if we've mentioned it, but we are so back. And speaking of things that are back,
yeah. What?
The NFL is back. Week one already in the books. First game of week two already done. But week one, some overreactions we might have. I'll list them off. You guys tell me what you think.
Wait, you want to know what's so back?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
All right, we got to put you on a...
They already knew that, Jared. Come on.
My bad.
I think we've mentioned it enough. Jared, Patriots first round cornerback, Mr. Christian Gonzalez, the silent assassin.
That is what they call him. You've done your research.
Defensive rookie of the year, yes or no?
Probably not.
In a perfect world.
I mean, oh, I'd love it. I don't think it's going to happen. It would be cool. I think he is going to be very good, though.
That's going to Emmanuel Forbes.
Didn't Emmanuel Forbes look pretty good week one,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Perfect,
Forbes list.
Perfect corner. Perfect corner.
Well, except that he weighs 160 pounds.
Yeah, well, that's the Sauce Gardner build. 6'3", 180. Pounds, like,
I mean, it's true.
I mean, skills he's
there. I was impressed. Patriots' second round pick, Keon White, he looked like a monster week one. He was him and actually the most unguardable rookie was Jalen Carter. The fact that the Eagles got Jalen Carter at, what, 10?
Got him
at 9.
Is,
like, malpractice. He's already an elite tackle. He came in the league.
Yeah.
You know, he had, like, 10 pressures week one, and then, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes. But Christian Gonzalez locked up A.J. Brown. Mapu, I'm not sure he played that much.
He played all right. Yeah, he played.
DeMario Davis, I think, had, like, 3 receptions.
Four catches, 40 yards. He was, apparently, Juju Smith-Schuster is, quote, the fifth best receiver on the roster. Which is crazy. And honestly, not surprising, given what I've been telling you the entire offseason.
Yeah, every time.
Booty got playing time, too, though. He actually, 2 big misses from him. He had 2 catches that he couldn't get his feet in bounds on.
I think that's his one thing, is that he just doesn't understand in the NFL you need 2 feet.
I think he understands that. It was just like...
They forgot to tell him that.
But, no, the Patriots rookie class is looking good. Though, my one worry was that they went for it on 4th and 12, and they went for it on 4th and 3, both in field goal range, which
Chad
makes me
Ryland.
Think they are not. They have no faith in Chad Ryland. I think it was a Bill Belichick takes a kicker in the 4th round, then realizes he can't cut him because he took him too high, and then he trades away the kicker who had been like the most consistent kicker in football for the past 3 years, who went and hit 5 field goals in week one.
Yeah, I didn't know Nick Folk's exact stats. I did know he had 18 fantasy points. Number one in kickers.
He was a top 3 kicker in the league for the past 3 years, I would say.
Moving on. Rams coming into the season with their 3 big
and it's Puka.
Players. And my new favorite player, Puka Nacua, comes in, 10 receptions, 119 yards, 2-2 Atwell.
And everyone tried to pick him up in fantasy.
And I got him. But I don't need a receiver.
Isn't he not playing this week, though?
No, he's playing.
Puka?
He's playing.
I heard he picked up an injury or something.
He is playing.
I need Cooper Kupp.
He came out and he said he's playing.
Awesome.
But is Sean McVay going to coach his butt off and get this team to the playoffs?
I mean, they put up 30 points, right?
I have no faith in Matthew Stafford. I don't know if that's a
I
hot
think
take.
That's the
I
last,
have faith.
That is a very hot take. That's the last thing you need to not have faith in. I think it's more the offensive line, the defensive line, the linebackers, the secondary.
I don't know. They won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. He led the league in interceptions that year. He was throwing pick sixes left and right. If he goes back to that without Jalen Ramsey and the whole God squad they had, I don't see anything. I'm asleep on the Rams and Matthew Stafford. I mean, there was a stretch at the end of that season before the playoffs where everyone was in agreement that they were cooked. Like, he was throwing ridiculous pick sixes left and right.
Well, his best football is obviously behind him, but he's Stafford.
He's still Matthew Stafford, man.
That's we'll see.
Now, moving on to my favorite team, the Cleveland Browns.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, we don't say his name.
I call him Voldemort.
Jacoby Brissett should be our franchise quarterback. You heard it here. Now, will they win the NFC North? I mean, let me lay this out for you. Of course, Bengals.
Talk about overreaction.
Yeah. Let's. I mean,
this happened. Didn't Joe Burrow throw 4 interceptions week 1 last year?
All right, man. It's the segment is called overreaction.
Yeah, and I'm pointing one out.
Of course, the Bengals, they struggled. Steelers got cooked. I mean, blown out by the 49ers, and the Ravens struggled offensively against the lowly Texans.
The now, Ravens, I don't have faith in. I mean, I love Lamar, but at some point, they've got to start producing, and they haven't. The Bengals will be fine. The Bengals are going to win the division, no question. Deshaun Watson threw 150 yards. I've in a Browns uniform. Has he thrown over 250 yards in a game yet?
All right.
I've yet to see. He threw probably the worst interception in the entire league.
That was really
first
bad. That
first
was really
week.
Bad.
I've yet. To, I want him. I don't know if I want him to be good. I guess I don't. But I have yet to see him do anything in a Browns uniform that is close to what he was doing as a Texan.
Hey, new look Browns Jim Schwartz led defense.
Yeah, the defense looks good.
Oh my goodness. Oh my, our front seven. I mean, I was really worried about our linebacking core, but I think we figured it out.
Funny, because the Dolphins brought in Vic Fangio, and they gave up like 35 points week one. So
they still won, though. Tyreek Hill put up 45 points on me in fantasy.
Tyreek Hill's probably, is he the best athlete?
I think he's just the most game-breaking player ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's because he's the best athlete like we've ever seen. Like
he's just so fast.
He's
yeah.
And he can just cut.
I think Randy Moss is still the best athlete, and people are going to say Bo Jackson, which is probably fair, but like,
I don't necessarily mean of all time, but I think just right now.
Oh, in the league, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I would say.
Moving on to our next topic. Is Jordan Love the answer?
Him?
In Green
he's
Bay?
Him.
Is Himothy? He him? I mean, come on.
I just picked
three
him up.
Three generations of Packers quarterbacks have a stake in the Chicago Bears franchise ownership.
It's true. You can check the Wikipedia.
For everyone, real. Like, Bears fans were so down bad. Like, they really thought this was their year.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Slip into the playoffs. It's like, yeah. Dude, you made, you know, 7 or 8 additions that were meaningful, but still, I mean,
they're
there are
gonna,
holes on that team.
They're going to live to regret not taking Jalen Carter. That's like that passing on him for that offensive
point,
tackle.
I think
Darnell Wright, Wright looked excellent, though. He did
I don't
look very
care.
Good. Either way, egregious misstep by that front office passing up on him. Now, I do have to say, is Josh Allen mid?
No.
Is he?
I think he's just more inconsistent than people realize.
Yeah, I agree.
Is he unable to, you know, not turn the ball? Like, he can't.
And I think people forget the way he played his first two and a half seasons in the NFL. It was just this all the time, and then it kind of became less and less. He's Josh Allen. Like, as a Patriots fan, I've seen him do things that I didn't think were humanly possible. Like, I'm not here to say that Josh Allen is cooked.
Now, in the last 10 games over the course of this season and last, Mac Jones is
a better
quarterback.
Yeah, he has a higher passer rating, less interceptions. Really? Like,
wow.
I mean, but that's because Mac Jones is elite. That has nothing to do with Josh Allen.
All right, hot takes coming left and right. Final one. The Cowboys, the team to beat in the NFC.
No.
I mean,
who
40,
is then?
40 to
the
nothing.
Niners, obviously.
The Niners, yeah.
I mean, out of the top two, Cowboy. That defense. I mean, look.
Let's see
a sloppy
them.
Game
let's see them play someone.
Let's see Dak Prescott like throw a touchdown.
Hey, Tony Pollard said it and forget it.
That's true.
I love that. I got him 11th overall.
They beat the
selection.
Giants though. Like, let's see them beat a.
Yeah, let's see them beat a team with a real quarterback.
I mean, the Giants. Can we talk about a team that like is in shambles right now?
When are they not?
I mean, the dude. It was supposed to be.
Handing Daniel Jones $45 million a year was a great idea. We all agreed on that.
And do you remember a couple of years ago when Dak asked for 40 and everybody was like, "That's insane." And while it is,
they got him no receivers, which was the weakest part of that team, and they got him Darren Waller, who's always hurt.
Nerve issue.
Yeah, always
in his
hurt.
Hamstring.
And their offensive line is a disaster. And Evan Neal, who I thought and everyone thought was like the most surefire, elite offensive line prospect to come out of college, is terrible. They moved him to guard, and he can't do that either. I mean, he's legitimately maybe the worst offensive lineman in the league. It's them at some point, though. Eric Flowers was the same thing.
Yeah, but didn't he sort of revive his career?
For like 1 year, and he blew it again.
Commanders got a ton of money from the Jaguars. And
he's in the Dolphins at one point, too.
He's been all up and down the East Coast. I mean, come on. Andrew Thomas, all pro left tackle.
But he's the only one.
And he was terrible. Yeah,
he got hurt.
I mean, like, the Cowboys being on the bench, that mic'd up clip of them talking about how you get a sack and you get a sack. They almost broke the record for sacks in a game.
Yeah, the Giants are in shambles. I mean, Richie James is their, like, wide receiver one or whatever. So
Isaiah Hodgins. Isaiah Hodgins season.
And it's Wandale Robinson to save the season.
That's a Keenan Peele name if I've ever heard one. Jared, what's up next on the menu?
Well, we're not in the South, but it is at night.
Hey,
so
that's close enough.
One out of two.
Makes sense.
Stop this world from fighting. Da, 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 da. Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that.
Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that.
Jay-Z that, Jay-Z this. Get off Jay-Z dick.
No money.
Y'all niggas get front check. Page articles, y'all mention Jay-Z check, name. Sting on
Jay-Z, Jay-Z, and Jay-Z check. News.
I understand what y'all trying to do. I bought the flutes this time, though. Woo!
Check.
Unleash the flutes on them, guru. Give me some more music and I have fun. Let's get the proceedings proceeding this evening. Let's do this thing. Let's do it right this time. Come on. H-O-V-A. I got my mojo back, baby. Oh, behave. No, no. Don't be afraid, y'all in your articles, hawk, spit at Jay. Y'all from afar through, dodge my way. What you thought, I would not have nothing to say. Nope, you fell into the booby trap. I set the trap just to see dude react. And now, you can't leave. You open the door, guard, I'm at you annual leave. And I'm sorry, Miss Rosie Perez, I call a spade, it just is what it is. But you can't give credit to anything dude says. Same dude to give you ice and you own some head. Shorty, it's time to wake up the dead. You sound a little naive in them articles that I read. H-O-V-A, the blueprint too, baby, on the way. H-O-V-A, I got my mojo back, baby, I'll be hype. H-O-V-A, the rap version of T.D. Jakes, prophesizing on your CDs and tapes. Won't break you a crumb of the little bit that he makes. And this is with whom you want to place your faith. I put dollars on mine, ask Columbine. When the Twin Towers drop, I was the first in line. Trip. Donating proceeds off every ticket sold. When I was out on the road, that's how you judge hope. No, ain't I supposed to be absorbed myself? Every time it's a tragedy, I'm the first one to help. They call me this misogynist. Yeah. They don't call me the dude that take his dollars to give gifts at the project. These dudes, it's all politics, depositing checks they put in their pocket. All you get in return is a lot of lip. And y'all buy this shit caught up in the hype. Cause a nigga wear kufi, it don't mean any bright. Cause you don't understand him, it don't mean any nice. Just mean you don't understand all the bullshit that he write. Is it Uchi Wally Wally or is it one mic? Is it black girl lost or shorty owe you for ice? I've been real all my life, they confuse it with conceit. I will not lose, they try to help them cheat. But I will not lose for even in defeat. There's a valuable lesson learned, so it evens up for me. When the grass is cut, the snakes will show. I gotta thank the little homie Nas for that though. Saving me the hassle of speaking to half of these assholes. And I'ma let karma catch up to Jazzo. Whoa, I'm back for you, had a chance to miss me. My mama can't say you this time, niggas, it's history. Who you know, flow vicious as me. You're so religiously, that's why they call me ho. I get the spoils, cause the victor is me.
Me, nigga.
You're an actor, you're not who you depicted to be. You're street dreaming, all y'all niggas living through me. I gave you life when niggas was forgetting you MC. I'm a legend, you should take a picture with me. You should be happy to be in my presence. I should charge you a fee, I'm big dog, Glenn Rob. Listen, God, you a flea. And the little homie jungle is a garden to me. What's the problem, B? You're not as hard as me. Nigga, hard as we. Nigga, R-O-C, nigga. That's why they follow me. They feel my pain and my agony, nigga. I won't rest till you on one knee. You want more than this war's gonna be, nigga. Until you on one knee. You want more than this war's gonna be, nigga. H-O-V-A. The blueprint too, baby, on the way. H OVA, I got my mojo back, baby. OB, hey. H OVA, the blueprint too, baby, on the way. H OVA, I got my mojo back, baby. OB, hey.
Signing off for now, thank you for listening to episode 1 of Instant Crush, season 2. My name is Abe Jollis, joined by Jared Cohen and Finian Sococcio. Same time next week, knuckleheads. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good night.
Sweet dreams, everybody.